It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. This is a color-only program, and thanks to our producers, we have hundreds of guests each year who bring their knowledge and their experience to share with Wisconsin and beyond. And so we want to know, who do you want to hear from? What are your ideas for future segments? What themes and issues are a priority for you? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Let's go to Sean in Oshkosh. Sean, what's on your mind?
Yes, hello, good morning. Thank you for taking the phone call. I would really like it if you would do an in-depth expose, pro and con, extremely thorough. Why is video gambling allowed in the state of Wisconsin? It's in every gas station. It's in every bar. Gambling is extremely addictive. Unfortunately, I've had gambling addiction affect my life through other members of the extended family. Where does the money go? What's being done? I see homeless people in front of Quick Trip panhandling, and then I see them at another gas station gambling. I see people with disabilities in the gas station, in the bars, gambling. We're getting stuck with the taxpayer money, and why is gambling legal, which is extremely addictive and has been well documented, but marijuana is not?
Sean, thank you so much for bringing this to the table. As you say, let's look much more deeply about video gambling machines at establishments in Wisconsin and where the funds go, and also the social implications of gambling. Appreciate the call. Let's bring in Brad in Sun Prairie. Brad, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
So I think it's important that we talk more about international law and war crimes and human rights, because I think we need to protect human rights better and enforce the laws. Maybe we could organize to figure out how we could do that.
Is there a particular part of the world that you focus on?
Well, I mean, if we look back to World War II, the United States has violated the Geneva Conventions and the UN Charter at least 80 times, trying to overthrow other governments to steal their resources. And the U.S. is always above the law. There's plenty of other violations by Russia or China or whatnot, but I think we need to have everybody held accountable to law.
Brad, thank you for that suggestion. Wanting to hear much more about international law, war crimes, and human rights across the world, what can be done to improve it? And we are dedicating this program to you. What you want to bring to the morning show, we're taking down your ideas like Brad in Sun Prairies. This is ideas rich, and maybe you have a question you want to explore or stories or experiences you wish to share with fellow Wisconsinites. Call in with your show ideas now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Let's go to Tom in Whitewater. Tom, what is on your mind?
I really wish you would do some segments on the subject of medical malpractice. Wisconsin has a full-fledged medical malpractice crisis, and the news media here simply does not talk about it.
And can you talk a little bit further about what is going on, what you see are the implications in medical malpractice?
In the state of Wisconsin, the laws here have been rolled back over the last 40 years to the point where it is basically impossible to sue a doctor or a hospital under any circumstance. And the result is we now have lots of doctors who are repeat offenders, and they are never held accountable. In my case, I was nearly killed by a chiropractor. I was misdiagnosed twice at an emergency room over a period of 2 days, and I nearly died from a massive traumatic brain injury. And today, I'm still fighting for my survival. We never got a settlement. And when we were fighting for a settlement, we learned that the doctor who misdiagnosed me at the ER had actually killed a student right in my hometown, and it wasn't his first victim, and he never was held accountable. And the Milwaukee Journal, the Wisconsin State Journal, did exposés over the last 3 years chronicling the trend of repeat offender doctors who have these egregious records of medical malpractice, and they can't be held accountable because the laws here are so turned upside down now. And families who are victims are left economically ruined and just fighting to survive.
Tom, thank you for sharing such a personal story. Wanting to see a much more in-depth and broader implications of medical malpractice and the specific patients as well and their stories. Thank you so much for calling in. Tim now in Hollandale is next. Tim, hi.
Hi. Yeah, I think you should have a show on corporatism in America and just how bad it affects everybody.
And
you know, we don't. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Do you say like corporate interests, corporate profits? What do you see?
Just how corporations in America, you know, how they pollute, how they adjust prices, how it affects the average everyday American, how they're in the back pockets of the politicians, how they write a lot of the laws we have to deal with. You know, I don't think people really realize just how much power these people have and what they do and how much we share its ill effects. Especially, you know, people that go over to Europe understand that because they can see American-based food products. You read a label, the ingredients label, their ingredients label is not like our ingredients label. You know, it's just there's a lot of stuff going on that Americans just aren't aware of.
Has corporate power and corporate interests influenced your livelihood and your way of life?
Well, it kind of has for everybody, down to the food, the basic food groups that we grew up looking at school. These are the food groups you need to eat. Well, you know, that wasn't really true. That was all put forth by industries to promote their products. So, and that's true of most things we ingest, the pills we ingest. You know, right down the way, you know, adjusting of prices, the sugar industry.
So, yes, you know, see a much larger conversation about the influences and the ripple effects of corporate America. Tim, thank you so much for the call and appreciate you joining in. John from Madison called and says the morning show should focus programs on bridging the gap between the left and the right, finding that middle ground. John said talking about subjects that everyone can relate to, like universal health, would do that. John, thank you so much. And let's go to Jack now in Madison. Jack, what would you like to bring up?
You know, Kate, when we're talking about, you know, bridging gaps between people and places and communities, this is kind of a left turn, if you will, but I'm really big into transit, especially passenger rail. And I think it would be cool if WPR were to do more segments on transit and trains, and especially with the influx of money coming from the Biden administration and cities like Madison, Eau Claire, and Green Bay and more getting, you know, money and conducting studies for passenger rail. I think it would be great to do more segments on that and how that will better connect communities throughout our state and the nation at large.
Jack, would you take passenger rail more often if it was more accessible to you?
Absolutely, hands down.
And so you really want to see that expansion to happen in Wisconsin and particularly connecting communities in Wisconsin.
That's correct, Kate.
All
and
right.
It would just be...
Yeah, go ahead. Uh-huh.
No worries. I was just going to say it would just be really cool because think about all the people who can go to Packer games and the EAA Air Venture up in Oshkosh and the Berkey and so many other, you know, fun events, you know, Summerfest. Like just it be just that much better for connecting people in our state and different like events that really make, you know, Wisconsin what it is.
Yes, you see the connectivity in that mode of transportation. Jack, thank you so much as we explore that angle of conversations and developments and stay on top of passenger rail. We are opening up the lines to you to find out where you want to take the show next. And let's talk about the programming you want to hear this month and into the future. The number is 800-642-1234. Join in on what questions you want us to explore, the kind of programming that would help your family's well-being. Be part of the caller only, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and this is a caller-only program. It's dedicated to you and what you want to bring to these Wisconsin conversations. We're exploring your ideas for future programs and segments, and we're taking notes. Email ideas at WPR.org. Let's bring in Roberto in Hilbert. Roberto, hi. Go ahead.
Hi, Kate. First, thank you for your show. We do appreciate all the stuff you guys bring up there.
Thank you.
My subject today is about how heavy racism is in the United States. And I'm hoping that you guys could bring someone, like a historian, to the show in the future so he can talk about the percentage of the United States that used to be Mexico. Like, I believe it's about 45%. Like San Antonio, you know what I mean? It's San Antonio. It's not San Antonio.
Mm.
California, it's California. You know what I mean? Before they really put the racism in front, we should all think about what used to belong to Mexico and think about everybody trying to live together. You know what I mean? Instead of saying, hey, go back to your country. Well, I am in my country because if I'm in Texas, it's just Mexico.
Roberto, appreciate you calling in and really wants to further understand that history with Mexico and also the racism that exists today with immigrants and migrant workers who come to Wisconsin and go elsewhere as well for work. Roberto, thank you so much for calling in, seeking a historian to talk further on that topic. Ron now in Manitowoc is here. Ron, hi.
Good morning. Thank you. Kate, how about a program on the high cost of the use of alcohol in Wisconsin and the refusal of the overpaid, underachieving politicians in Madison to raise the taxes, therefore putting the burden on the general taxpayer for the use of this beverage? Recently, the Valley's Journal had an article which indicated that Wisconsin has 41 of the top 50 drunkenest counties in the nation. Hmm. We should all be outraged on that figure. Thank you.
Ron, thank you. The negative effects, the economic, the health effects of alcohol in Wisconsin. Ron, bringing that issue to the table. Mark now in Elkhorn is here. Mark, hi.
Hi, good morning, Kate. Thanks for the show. Thanks for all the great callers in today. I just wanted to comment on the practice of garbage feeding. There's a lot of farms out there that are feeding their hogs and their livestock actual trash. And you can actually see the TikTok exposed video on YouTube called Garbage Feeding Exposed. And literally they're taking waste products and grinding them up into hog feed. And this is, you know, being fed to the animals. That's all I got. Thank you for taking my call.
Mark, thank you for bringing that up. The revelations there about garbage feeding on farms for farm animals, certainly appreciate that, as we certainly talk about agriculture on this program and elsewhere. Call in with your ideas for future programs. The number is 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Vern in Eau Claire called and has a few program suggestions. One is about growing corn to produce alcohol. Vern says this uses a lot of energy and would also like to hear about air travel. It is a huge driver of pollution. Vern also wants to have much more conversation about global warming. Thank you for joining in on that. Let's bring in Sam now in Wausau. Sam, what would you like to raise?
I want to raise awareness about homelessness and the substance abuse issues that are going on in the state. It's just a really big problem that people are getting undiagnosed with their mental issues and mental problems and thus going to self-soothe through substance abuse. And it's so easy for them to get access to these drugs and to these different substances, but it's not available for them to get access to treatment that works and treatment for housing and treatment for the programs that put them back to the end.
Oh, Sam, you're breaking up, but I think we have got that down. The issues around homelessness that are connected to substance use and untreated mental health issues. Sam, thank you so much for calling in and for sharing that. And certainly we have had done a homelessness series and looked at a lot of these major issues around homelessness in Wisconsin, and we continue to follow those developments and where we go next on this issue. Madeline in Green Bay is here. Madeline, hi.
Yeah, I wish you would interview Dr. Ollie Reese. He was on the 60 Minute show in January. He did pioneering research. He works at the Rockefeller Neuroscience Center in Morgantown, West Virginia, and he has pioneered a treatment that is commonly used now, according to the show, for Parkinson, and also they're working on drug addiction, and I wish you would interview Dr. Ollie Reese.
Madeline, thank you so much for that guest suggestion and for sharing that. And perhaps, you know, these medical developments on the horizon, Parkinson's disease and addiction. Dr. Ollie Reese, we got it down. Let's go to Carol now, joining us from Milwaukee. Carol, hi. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to hear about oligarchs and their hidden money, which the public doesn't know about, and they don't have to pay taxes on it. And sometimes they get it illegally from cities. Who knows what corruption goes on, even in the United States, now without much media coverage of city halls and things like that. So all sorts of money is put into, I understand, South Dakota, for example, and they have laws that keep us from knowing whose money it is, whether they are paying they're not paying taxes, and it's billions and billions, immense amounts of money.
And so tracing where this money is going, and specifically here in the United States?
Well, it could be worldwide, because they could have gotten it from Russia and then put it in the United States, stolen it from the people of Russia or China also.
And Carol, have you been following this issue? Why do you see it?
I've read about it.
Yeah,
and it could explain a lot of what's going on here in the United States, because they have tremendous power with all that money. They're stronger than cities, or sometimes, because they have more money.
Okay, Carol, thank you so much. Tracing the money, hidden money in America and elsewhere, and the implications of that. Heard from Bill in Michigan, would like a show on forestry, the forest industry, and forest health. Bill, thank you so much for listening and for that suggestion. Jacob in Madison is joining in, would like to bring back a Mondays with Mike-like program. Jacob would like to invite the new WPR director, Sarah Ashworth, or another WPR representative, Jacob says, to come on the morning show, give updates on WPR, hear from listeners. And Jacob said this could be like a monthly update. Jacob, appreciate that as we explore what is on your mind. We're collecting future show ideas from you. We're rewinding on some memorable conversations along the way. But we want to know, what topics deserve more time and attention? What deserves more focused conversation here in Wisconsin, and what's on the table? So still time to bring your ideas to this caller-only program. That's 800-642-1234 to join in, 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It is The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Ideas are flowing in with this caller-only program. Your suggestions for future segments, they are front and center. They're the topic of conversation. Let's go to Tony in Sturgeon Bay. Tony, what would you like to bring up?
Good morning. The fallacy that electric is the penultimate panacea to save the planet is the biggest scam perpetrated on the energy-consuming public.
So do you mean electric vehicles?
Everything. Heat pumps, air conditioning, heating, electric vehicles. 83% of the global electricity is generated by gas, oil, or coal. On the best day, electricity is only 26% efficient. So therefore, 84% of the input from generation to consumption is lost. Internal combustion engines are anywhere from 50 to 60% efficient.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, you've really done your research on this.
Kind of my field.
Okay.
When you look at BTU for BTU, foot pound for foot pound of torque, we think electricity is 100% efficient because there's no exhaust pipe. But 84% of the energy that was put into generating electricity is lost to the atmosphere and in generation. And not even to speak of the rare earth materials, my supposition is that electricity is putting more parts per million carbon in the atmosphere than high-efficiency natural gas-consuming appliances.
Tony, you bring a lot of food for thought to that. Thank you so much for that topic suggestion. Mike in New London now. Mike, hi.
Good morning, Kate. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
My question is to have someone on, perhaps DNR, other wildlife specialists. What are the impacts of tournament fishing and use of technology? There's like a forward-facing sonar that if you're out on a lake with a boat, you point the boat places, it shows where the fish are. What is the impact of all this on the populations of game fish, for example, like walleyes and bass?
So the environmental implications, the effects on the larger ecosystem and these fish populations, is that what I'm hearing, Mike?
Exactly. The fish populations for the regular sport fishermen, say as myself, these tournament fishing where they go out, you know, in mass in all this technology, catch a bunch of fish, then they often let them go. But there's a, say, 30% roughly mortality of the ones they have to release them. But they're depleting the natural fish populations in these bodies of water.
Let me ask you this. Have you seen an increase in the number of tournaments over time?
Well, there certainly have been, but it's not. This is not based on data. Mm-hmm. In my mind, I mean, 20 years ago they started, I guess, and in my mind, and now it's. I guess I consider it rampant. You just hear large motors and everybody racing off to their spot and impacting fishing for the regular.
For the rest of the people. Mike, thank you so much for the implications of sport, of tournament fishing in particular in Wisconsin as an idea for further conversation. Emma in Kenosha is here. Emma, hi. What would you like to bring up?
Good morning. I'd like to hear more about, like, investments or personal finance for young people. So I'm in my 30s, and I've just started investing now, and I'd like to see more programming about how young people can easily invest and look to their future, because let's face it, to not be too pessimistic, how do we know if Social Security is going to be there for our future?
So do you look for information now as you enter the ability to make investments and know where to put your money?
Sure. So I've actually started talking to a local investment firm. They've broke it down really easy for me on how I can work with investing and brought up a couple of programs like Betterment and how I can utilize that platform to start personal financing on my own or investing on my own, excuse me.
Okay, so technology in the mix as well. Are you concerned about financial well-being in your later years? I mean, in the 30s, it is hard to think about what will happen in decades into the future.
Yeah, very much so. I don't want to rely on it. I've heard too much about, there's a potential it might not be there. There's a potential it could be there. I'd rather just have a nest egg set up and ready and rather get it started now because I can do small payments now and mm-hmm. have a bigger output in the future.
Emma, thank you so much for calling in, for bringing that. Appreciate it. Brian in La Crosse is here. Brian, hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am so tired of the way people drive. I wonder if it would be possible to get someone from the DMV or the State Patrol or a sheriff's department somewhere to tell people that it's not a suggestion as far as how you're supposed to merge onto a freeway. Doesn't matter if the traffic is moving 40 miles an hour or 80 miles an hour. You're supposed to match their speed and merge so you're not affecting them. The people that just this morning, somebody was almost stopped at the end of the on-ramp. I can't even imagine what they were thinking. It's dangerous.
Do you see reckless driving as well being a danger where you are in La Crosse?
Yeah, and that's mostly anymore attributable to people on their
distraction
on their cell phones. Mm-hmm. Actually, have had people that I know killed as a result of that.
Well, let me bring one thing up for you, that tomorrow we are discussing a proposal for automatic red light cameras and looking at research around these cameras at intersections and elsewhere and the effects of them. And so I want to make sure that you can know about that. That is a conversation tomorrow after 7 o'clock, as we look at that issue with the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Of course, Brian, there is much more discussion about this issue around driving. Appreciate you calling in. Nancy in Milwaukee is next. Nancy, hi.
Hello. The Board of Regents for UW have had appropriated for them a very large sum of money, $300 million, that is going to be spent to build a very large sports complex under the supposition that scouts from major football teams need a place to come to Wisconsin to watch our football players play in the highest degree of comfort. This building will be the size of a football field, which they need to have in order to watch the complete game. So my feeling is that considering that WHA DO has had many programs on the vast amount of homelessness across America. This is the height of hypocrisy for UW Regents to spend $300 million on a place where football players can play in the highest degree of ease and comfort. I think this matter should be brought to a Wisconsin referendum. I am very filled with hostility about a 9-person board of regents making a decision to spend $300 million on a sports building.
Nancy, I want to jump in there. We have it down looking at the expansion of the sports-related athletic infrastructure for the UW and vastly around Wisconsin as well, and how those dollars are spent and why. Nancy, thank you so much. Heard from Susanna, wrote in to suggest ageism, especially female-based, is one of the only socially acceptable discriminations to still persist and seemingly thrive. There are so many age stereotypes that need exposing, Susanna writes, and young people are seemingly unaware of many of these. You can't escape aging. Susanna, thank you for that suggestion to look more deeply at ageism. Gary in Ripon is here. Gary, hi.
Hi, Kate. In a previous segment, you expressed a contradiction when you mentioned sustainable growth. I would like to have somebody come on and talk about how it's not 1624 anymore, and here's how we're going to have not growth.
So not growing is what you're saying.
Yes.
Is there a particular organization, is there a particular expert who comes to mind for you that is can really, you know, bring this topic to a larger conversation?
Well, unfortunately, at this moment, I don't have a specific mm-hmm. organization or person in mind. And I know we're kind of in a small minority, so I'm afraid I can't help you there.
Gary, thank you for calling in, though. Appreciate it. And looking at how Gary says sustainable growth, that is a contradiction. What about no growth? We heard from Greg and said they have a few suggestions. Greg would like to bring back the Week in Review to hear about events in Wisconsin. Greg would also like to hear from the Department of Health Services Secretary Designee Kirsten Johnson. Greg, thank you so much. Tom from Madison called, would like a program on insurance companies. And Tom says they got a letter saying their insurance rate is based on their credit score. And Tom says, that seems off. That seems not quite right. You're with us for a caller-only program as we gather up all of your interests for future segments this month and beyond. And we want to know what you think should be getting more time and attention in these times. What situations are you encountering? What do you want people to know? Drop us a line, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We invite your ideas for future segments on this caller-only program. And look, the ideas, they're endless on what would make a segment. And in recent days, we've talked about new voting maps, migrant worker protections, monarch butterflies, healthcare, robots. Do you listen for discussions on politics? Maybe it's health, education, advice, something else? Join in with your show ideas now at 800-642-1234. We're also looking out for your email of show topics to ideas at WPR.org. Heard from Vicky, who wrote in to say, just received a letter from U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman of Wisconsin describing undocumented migrants as, quote, illegal aliens. And Vicky says Trump's dehumanizing rhetoric is spreading to members of Congress and believes this is targeted propaganda that slowly affects people's views and opinions. And Vicky wants to talk about that transition and the implications of that language. Vicky, thanks. This is a hard return here, a hard paragraph return. Andy would like a show on cuddle parties, which is a terrific national organization. Andy says that provides consent training and explored safe, intentional, platonic touch in this world of further trends of alienation, singlehood, and loneliness. And Andy says also a show on romanticism would be welcome and on asexuality. Andy, thanks. Let's go to Anne in Campbellsport. Anne, hi, go ahead.
Hi, I'd like to hear a program on Medicaid expansion in Wisconsin. I know the Republican legislators have been fighting that, even though the majority of Wisconsinites are in favor of it. So I'd like to know where that's at and the justification for not expanding it.
What about, Anne, the implications for expanding it? What effects it would have on the health of Wisconsinites? Would that also, do you imagine, be a part of the conversation?
Yes. Yes, I just think our health system is so broken. Any help we can get anywhere would be appreciated, and I think hearing about it would be beneficial to everyone.
Anne, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for calling in with that topic of looking more closely at Medicaid expansion and what it would mean for the health of Wisconsinites and beyond. Let's go to Jay in Stevens Point. Jay, hi.
Hi, this is G from Stevens
Point. Oh, G,
Point.
I'm sorry.
I'd like to see a program that eliminates the fact that Wisconsin has the largest achievement gap in education between black and white students in the nation. And then along with the fact that our legislature right now sits on top of $4 billion that they could use to help with this kind of particular point of shame for our state. Thank you.
You feel the surplus should go toward trying to level this achievement gap and put it into education?
Well, part of it should. I think it's one of the most important things we do.
G, thank you so much for listening and calling in and looking more closely at the achievement gap and how to make progress on that for our students in Wisconsin. Christine lives in Pine City and has a logger in their woods. Christine wants to know, what are the laws associated with logging? And would love to know more about logging, the paper industry, and forestry at large in the state. Christine, thank you for that suggestion. Keith in Lake, Wisconsin called and said that they want a program on the economic impact of the universities of Wisconsin. Keith wants to know if it creates jobs, how much money do researchers generate for the state? So Keith, thank you so much for that. Appreciate these comments flowing in. And as we hear what you want to talk about on the morning show, you can call in with your show ideas. As we take stock, we write them down. Call in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Randy emailed the morning show and requested a program about food additives and health. And we're working to schedule a show about artificial colors and flavors, and that is for next Thursday, the 29th. And so, Randy, we really hope that you can tune in, and thank you so much for that suggestion. And now let's hear yours at 800-642-1234. Vern called in during a previous caller only, asked for more conversation about increasingly popular electric vehicles. And we talked about EVs with Jamie Page Deaton at Car Talk. Here's Deaton talking about plug-in hybrid vehicles.
What is great about these plug-in hybrids is when the electric power is depleted, then the gas engine kicks in. So you can go 30 miles with, you know, no emissions from your car directly. And then, you know, you've got this backup engine. So it really eliminates the need to stress over, you know, if I'm on this, will there be a charger? Will the charger be working? Because you've always got that gas station as kind of a backup. And this is a really great option for people who want to go electric, but aren't really ready yet. Or if they do, you know, a lot of driving into areas where the infrastructure isn't there yet, this allows you to kind of have your cake and eat it too. So if you're in the market for a new car and you're thinking electric, go check out a plug-in hybrid because it can effectively be a vehicle that's going to bridge the gap while infrastructure and, you know, charging times and battery tech gets sorted out.
That is Jamie Page Deaton at Car Talk. Let's go to Margo in Menominee. Margo, hi.
Hi, Kate. First, I want to say congratulations on really making a nice transition into your job over the year or two that you've been doing this. You've grown more comfortable, and it's just good waking up to you.
Oh, Margo, thank you for those kind words. Appreciate it.
Oh, okay. Second thing is Menominee Area School District had a referendum for funding that failed yesterday, and it failed pretty badly, 41% to 59%. There probably were some errors with how it was put together, but our area is going to have a lot of referenda going on, Eau Claire, Altoona, Chippewa Falls, and a lot of that is because of funding that the legislature changed about 10, 15 years ago. So our school district's funding needs to get tinkered with at the state level.
And you see a more deeper conversation about why these referendums are coming and what these school districts are asking for from voters?
Correct. Yeah. Correct. And then I also want, you know, the state legislators to kind of be held to account for what's happening, because this was our first referendum in years and years, if ever, on just funding the school district, and it failed. So what do we do now?
Margo, okay. Thank you so much for bringing that. Appreciate it. And we have it down here on school referendums. Anna wrote in to say, just read that the solar industry is heading into trouble due to the solar loan products being packaged into asset-backed security packages sold to big Wall Street entities. And Anna and their spouse, they plan to buy a solar system for their home this year, but with solar equipment manufacturers being affected by the downward spiral of the industry, Anna has doubts about going forward. Will the equipment makers go bankrupt? No parts available? So Anna, thank you so much for bringing that development and looking more closely at the implications for solar. Wow, thank you for your contributions, your ideas. Keep them flowing to the morning show. We appreciate it. And don't forget, you can still visit our program page. Fill out a quick 2-question form to share more with us. You can find that at WPR.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.